I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line now by Coghill Celtic manager Gavin Cullen. Gavin, 3-0 victory today over Drumcondra. You must be delighted with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the scoreline suggests, you know, it was a comprehensive one, which it was. We dominated most of the game from the first minute to the last, and I don't think Drumcondra got created any chances in the game at all. We created about 12-14 scoring opportunities. So, all in all, very professional and job done performance by ourselves.
Yeah, 0-0 at half time. Did you think the chance was going to come that you were going to get the goal the way you were playing?
Yeah, I thought, look, we were disappointed to come in 0-0. We created 3 or 4 really good opportunities, and there was a fairly strong breeze in the first half that we had to our backs. So we were wanting to take advantage of that, which we didn't. Keeper made a couple of good saves, and we missed a couple of really good chances. So it was a bit frustrating, but the way we were playing and the way we were set up and we looked, our shape was very good and stuff like that. I always felt we were going to create more chances in the second half, but obviously you're waiting for the first goal to go on. They sort of relax a wee bit, you know.
Yeah, and that first goal coming really early in the second half, that probably helped settle us even more then.
It did, yeah. It was a good move. Garvin played a great ball into Luke Rodden. He made a very good run across their defence. And the keeper, he went around the keeper. The keeper brought him down. It was a pretty obvious penalty, which Lee McCulligan dispatched brilliantly as well.
Yeah, and then you got a quick second then, really, to kind of put the tie to bed early in the second half, didn't you?
Yeah, again, brilliant move altogether. Again, great link-up play between Garvin Freeland, Corey McBride, and Corey got the byline, squared it across, and Luke Rudden again made another great dart in the box and finished it well. And probably at that stage, then, it probably was nearly game over, and we probably could have added another 3 or 4 goals. But look, we were professional and we were disciplined and we kept it tight and we just seen it out quite comfortably and end up.
Yeah, so into the semi-finals now of the FA Intermediate Cup. You're playing Ringmahon Rangers of Cork next weekend. Another trip on the road?
Yeah. Well, you said the minute we're on the bus now on the way home. So, look, it is what it is. We knew before going into this tie that the draw was made, and that was the carrot at the end of the stick. It's going to be a huge task and a real tough one. But, look, you don't be in an Intermediate Cup semi-final every day. This is the first time we've ever been in it, so... Look, we're going to have to make the most of it. We're going to have to prepare properly, and that's going to be a huge, huge test for us, you know.
Yeah, and do you know much about the Ringmahon Rangers?
Not a hell of a lot. Look, there are some next League of Ireland players and some players that are on the Irish amateur setup. So, look, they're coming from a very strong league, well, very competitive league with really good players. And as I say, you don't get to the semi final of this competition if you're in any way weak. So, there'll be a huge task for us, but at the same time, look, they won't want to be playing us neither. I think we're as good as there is in the country at this level, and we just need to go show it on the day.
Yeah, and finally, Gavin, did you pick up any injuries today, or are you hoping to have a full fresh squad heading down to Cork?
I don't think so. We actually had, I suppose, a bit of a luxury that we didn't. We had a couple of knocks going into the game, and Christy Faldara and Jason Breslin and Ashley McCulligan have all been injured recently, and then we didn't even have to get them on the pitch. So, which is quite good. And then Adam McCarron, who was carrying a knock at the start of the game, got through and we took him off us for 60 minutes, which again worked out. So hopefully all boys report well tomorrow, and the recovery starts tomorrow, and the preparation starts for next week, all going well.